I want you to listen to these words as I read them from the Bible. They are the words of the Lord Jesus, and they are found in John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. These words are spoken by the Lord Jesus to the disciple Thomas. The background is this, that the Lord Jesus has been speaking to his disciples about going home to heaven. He's going to leave earth. He's going to go to the cross and be crucified. He's going to rise from the dead. He's going back to heaven to the Father. And as a result of that, it prompts this question in the mind of Thomas. Thomas asks, how can we know the way? The Lord has been telling him that not only is he going, but the disciples, those who are saved, those who have put their trust in him, they will be in heaven as well. Thomas is mystified. He cannot understand it. Because to Thomas, if he cannot understand where the Saviour is going, if he doesn't know that, he'd never be able to find a way to be there as well. But the Lord explains to him the spiritual way to heaven. And I want you to notice these great words. And I want to speak to you about them today because, to me, they are very, very important for a number of reasons. They're important because of who spoke them, the Lord Jesus. They are important because of what they refer to, coming to the Father or being in heaven. They are important because of their simplicity. You'll notice those words. They're not complicated. They're easy to understand. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Not one word difficult or hard to understand. They're unmistakably clear. But then fourthly, they're important because of their potential. Those words have all the potential to guide you on the way to heaven. Firstly, important because of who spoke them. They're spoken by the Lord Jesus. These words that I have read to you about the way to heaven, you can depend upon them. They're not the words of some ordinary man, not even the words of a great prophet. These are the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He himself is God, and as God he cannot lie. You can depend absolutely on what he says in these words. If you want to be sure of heaven, if you want to be certain that you'll be in heaven, and you'll never be in hell at the end of life, you need to listen to these words, and I would like you to think about them, because they're important to you today. Important not only because of who spoke them, but also important because they refer to something that is absolutely vital. When the Lord Jesus speaks about coming to the Father, he's referring to that moment, the final moment in life, when you'll leave planet Earth and you'll go out into the world to come. And at that moment of our experience, there are two destinies. There's heaven with Christ, and there's hell without him. There is heaven, eternal bliss and joy forevermore. And there's hell, eternal judgment and sorrow and gloom forevermore. Because of what these words speak of, they are very, very important. At the moment of death, there are two destinies. That's why you've got to get it right. Because when you leave and go out into the world to come, there's no way back. Nor is there any changing sides. As far as God's word is concerned, after life and death, there is heaven or hell. No other option. That alone. Jesus says that he is the way, that is, he is the means by which we approach the Father. Now I want you to notice these words that he spoke are exclusive to himself. These are tremendously exclusive claims. He said, I am, absolutely, certainly. No doubt about it. He doesn't say I might be. He doesn't say I possibly could be. He's absolutely certain. He says, I am the way. Not the best way. not one of other ways, the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now notice what he says, I am. He is the way. We don't approach God through some particular religion. We don't approach God through adhering to some particular creed. We don't even approach God through keeping the commandments that he has given to us in this book, the Bible. We approach God, and at the end of life we are in heaven, through the Lord Jesus. Salvation is in him alone. That means that we don't approach him, we don't get to heaven, through any prophet or man upon earth, good as those men may have been. It is only through Christ that heaven is found. Nor does it mean that we can approach God through some mediator who has died. Only through the Lord Jesus. We do not approach God through some angelic messenger. Only through the Lord Jesus. We can approach God and get to heaven through him, and him alone. That is corroborated in the words of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6 in our New Testament. There says God, for there is one God, just one God, not a plurality of gods. There is one God. That's the exclusive claim of the God of the Bible, that every other god is a false god and will lead you astray and disappoint you. But 1 Timothy 2 says, for there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. These words are important because of their simplicity. Notice again, not one word spoken by the Lord Jesus that we have read that would require you to have a dictionary in order to understand them. They don't require that you have an education in theology to get a grasp of them. They are written in simple, straightforward language so that you can be sure that at the end of life you'll be in heaven. And listen, friend, if at the end of life you miss heaven, you'll never be able to blame God and tell him that the way that he had designed for men to get to heaven was too complicated, too difficult to figure out, too obscure to find. The Lord Jesus has spoken these words, and they are important because of their utter simplicity. I am the way. There's no mistaking in what he says. I am the way. And what he spoke to Thomas about was the way to heaven, not some new religious fad. Didn't speak about drawing up some code of rules by which to live. He's speaking plainly about how to get to heaven. That's the great blessing in these verses, to know that you can be ready for heaven, and you can know that now. You can be absolutely certain of it. And lastly, these words spoken by the Lord Jesus. Listen to them again. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. They're important because of their potential to guide you to heaven, to guide you to the Father. Written in simple, clear language that you cannot mistake. No ambiguity about them. But notice what he says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He says, I am the way, absolutely certainly. He says, no man comes to the Father but by me. In other words, he's making another exclusive claim that not only is he the only way to heaven, he's making this exclusive claim that there are no other ways to heaven. No man comes to the Father, he says, but by me. This is the second of our top 10, our best 10 gospel verses. Listen to it again. Take in its truth. Build for the future, build for eternity, on a rock-solid foundation that God has given in these words. Jesus said, the Lord Jesus, who died upon a cross, rose again from the dead, and is presently in heaven, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God bless you, and don't miss the way to heaven.